Hey guys, welcome back to Hope 70. Let's talk. Tonight's inspiration is coming from the Bible, and it's going to be Psalms 27. And I picked this one because I know a lot of people are depressed with the holidays, and so hopefully this will help you guys out a little bit. Psalm 27, an exuberant declaration of faith. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle? I don't know how to pronounce that. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon the rock. And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing, praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me into a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries. For false witness have risen against me, and such as breathe out, violence. I would have lost heart unless I believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So this one is a good one. I think if you're being bullied, if there's any kind of anxiety in your heart, any kind of depression, if you're sad, if you're just lost or confused, you can always reach on the Lord. You can always go to him in prayer. And just the thing about this, you have to be open, you have to be connected, and you just have to be patient and wait for him to guide you. And like I've said in previous episodes, if you've got any kind of evil coming your way, just try your best to block them, disconnect with them, and then move on, live in your life's purpose, and let God handle them and their issues as he sees fit. I too have had to, I've had a couple of evils, I guess you could say, come my way. But I do every other time, you know, I just, whether it's a situation or whether it's a person, you know, whether it's an environment, whatever kind of evil has come my way, you know, I give it to God, you know, cause a lot of those times, it's bigger than me, you know what I mean? So, and I don't have the energy. God hasn't given me the energy to personally deal with someone else's or something else's evils. So you just give it to God. You have to continue living out your purpose. We're all on this earth for a reason, serving God's purpose. So anytime you've got any kind of evil coming at you, just give it to God and continue living your purpose. He's got you. Love y'all. God bless.